Welcome to your five for the day. An American by the name of Matt Crane was taking a university philosophy of science course. His instructor, a scientist, had a reputation for fairness. But Matt was evidently the only person in the classroom who believed that God created the universe. Weeks passed and Matt listened in silence, learning as much as he could. On the last week of class, the subject of religion came up, and Matt carefully advocated a Christian position. Some students shouted with shocked indignation. Several tore into Matt with insults and derision. After class, two students accosted Matt. Ivan had fire in his eyes. "How can people believe this stuff?" he said with profanity. "It's obviously a bunch of hype and fairy tales. A God who made everything in one instant. You gotta be kidding." As Ivan tore into him, Matt broke out in a sweat and felt his hands trembling. But he prayed quietly, wanting to speak as Jesus would. As Ivan raged on, Matt answered calmly, kindly, and intelligently. The third student looked from Ivan to Matt, and with a grin, he stuck out his hand to Matt. "I think it's cool you're in class with us," he said. "I'll see you around." How we respond with our tongues communicates our faith and beliefs to other people. When we start the day, we never know who we'll confront or what challenge we'll face. Our actions and attitudes are all important, but our words are often remembered longest. How we verbally respond to every day's challenges will help or hinder us. No one ever spoke as Jesus did. When he opened his mouth, the world stopped to listen. Demons cried in alarm. Sinners dropped to their knees in repentance. Even the wind and waves obeyed his voice. If we want to talk graciously, then we need to take voice lessons from him. The first thing to notice is that his words are always truthful. "Nevertheless," he said, "I tell you the truth." The entirety of Christianity is based on the foundation that there is a God and that his divine word is authoritative. He has revealed his objective and certain truth to humanity, and he has done so in his word. His word is embodied in his Son, and his Son is truth. Jesus is described as the true light who is full of grace and truth by John, who is one of his disciples. So if we're going to take voice lessons from him, we've got to speak truthfully or not at all. We're not always required to say everything we think or know, but we're always expected to speak as he did, truthfully. Jesus also spoke with toughness, for there were times when he needed to be firm and assertive. He wasn't afraid to look someone in the eyes and deliver a message that smoked the air during transmission. There are times when we need to speak with loving toughness. Jesus was never loud-mouthed or spoiling for a fight, but he suited his message and tone to the occasion, and sometimes he used a point-blank delivery. If we're going to take voice lessons from Christ, we need the courage and wisdom to do the same when necessary. Most of all, when we take voice lessons from the Master, we learn to speak with tenderness. If we open the four Gospels and read the spoken word of Jesus, the chances are we'll hear a tender voice speaking. Yes, he could be tough when necessary, but his words were usually gentle, uplifting, encouraging and joyful. No other voice teacher can compare to him, for none ever spake as he did.